This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's Black Friday. Many Americans will go shopping today. Others will travel back home after enjoying the Thanksgiving Day dinner with family and friends. Traveler Stacy Mallinson in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I think inside the airport was pretty calm, but the plane was packed and overbooked, I think. So there were people giving up seats for other people.
She talked to WPLG-TV in Florida. President Biden spent part of his Thanksgiving with Massachusetts firefighters, giving them some pumpkin pies. He says he's going to try to push Congress now to pass more gun control measures after those tragic mass shootings recently.
Six people killed in a Southeast Virginia Walmart, five dead in Colorado Springs in just a week. And President Biden says more must be done to prevent these killings from taking place.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
He tells reporters he'll take it to Congress, even though the session's almost over. Meanwhile, the president reached out to the owners of Club Q in Colorado Springs, offering support and condolences. While a worker at the Virginia Walmart, whose life was spared, says she doesn't think the victims were randomly chosen.
He was going hunting. He was picking people out.
Jesse Wilcheski, on the job just 5 days, says the gunman aimed at her and then told her to run. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prosecutors in Mexico say they have filed charges against an American woman on suspicion of killing another American seen being beaten in a viral video. Prosecutors did not name the suspect in the death of Shankila Robinson. New Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's granting amnesty for suspended accounts. Online safety experts worry that will mean more harassment, hate speech, and misinformation. This is AP News. A tragic story now about a car crash in Canada 10 days ago. The story about the aftermath now coming to light. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this story about a paramedic and her patient.
Canadian paramedic Jamie Erickson unknowingly treated her own daughter after a fatal crash north of Calgary on November 15th. She did not know until the end of the day that her patient was her own 17-year-old daughter, Montana. Erickson's friend and flight paramedic, Richard Reed.
She found the girl who she had sat with in the back of the crumpled vehicle, keeping alive so a family could say goodbye, and due to the extent of her injuries, was unrecognizable. Jamie unknowingly was keeping her own daughter alive.
Erickson says that her daughter was able to donate her organs, and of those organs,
two of them that were donated were life-saving.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.